Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. A couple of weeks ago, Nathan and I had a great time with the resident dialects coach for the Everyman Theater. He taught us how to say a line from the Everyman's current production. The play is called Outside Mullingar, and it takes place in Ireland. Gary Logan, the dialects coach, taught us how to say a line from the show with the proper Mullingarian accent. The line was, by the way, "The problem is there's just not enough air in the world to suit me, and there never has been." Well, our theater critic, Jaywin Russick, has been to the Everyman to hear actors who can actually do a good Mullingarian dialect. Here's her review.
John Patrick Shanley. A playwright with that name might be expected to write plays with Irish settings, Irish characters, Irish themes, Irish music. Not Shanley. He didn't want to be pegged an Irish-American playwright. Then, this author of the screenplay of the Italian-American-themed movie Moonstruck gave into his roots and wrote Outside Mullingar, his 2014 play set in the rural outskirts of a town 50 miles northwest of Dublin. It's been a happy homecoming. Outside Mullingar is among the most produced plays at American regional theaters this season. One of those is Everyman Theater, where Donald Hicken has directed an endearing Baltimore-Washington premiere. It's not just the setting that situates Outside Mullingar squarely in the Irish tradition. Shanley has captured the Irish gift of gab, its mellifluousness, its humor, and its morbidity. The play begins when a father and his middle-aged son return from a funeral. "It took me back to the last time he died," the father says, launching into a story that's as funny as it is sad. The son, Anthony, has invited the widow and daughter of the deceased to stop by. Father and son have certain things in common with mother and daughter, as we begin to discover when Will Love as the crotchety father and Helen Hedman as the infirm mother discuss old age.
"Oh, it's an awful thing to get old."
"I know. It happened to me."
You're a girl."
"I was this morning, but now I'm old."
These senior citizens share more than just being up in years. His son, Anthony, and her daughter, Rosemary, grew up together. They're neighbors. But a dispute about the right-of-way to his farm has driven a wedge between the families. That, and the fact that Rosemary has held a grudge against Anthony since she was 6. Beth Hilton's Rosemary is full of gumption. Her mother calls her a bulldog, and she not only has that tenacity, she bullies Anthony and his dad. In Rosemary's first verbal skirmish with Tim Getman's Anthony, Hilton stands with her hands on her hips, and when that's not defiant enough, she steps up on a stool to lord it over him. She insists he challenge his father's plan to sell the farm out from under him.
"But you have to push back, man, now and then, or they'll eat you alive, the people of this world. You can't let people, Tony or no one, destroy your chance. Go in there and face him down."
"Don't like a fight."
"Who does?
Half of Ireland."
Unlike Hilton's gutsy Rosemary, Getman's Anthony is reticent and a tad strange. He's one of those lanky men who doesn't know where to look or what to do with his hands. Yet, you know Anthony and Rosemary are destined for each other. Outside Mullingar is that kind of piece. How they get together, if they get together, is the substance of the play. There are many lovely touches at Everyman. The evocative green landscape painted on barn siding panels in Daniel Ettinger's set. The Celtic-flavored incidental music composed by Philip Owen. The soft and mostly steady Irish inflections coached by Gary Logan. The performances are so lovingly detailed, you'd swear there was a family resemblance between Will Love and Tim Getman. The evening's most touching scene is their last one together, when father tells son how he finally found joy. There also appears to be a family resemblance between Helen Hedman and Beth Hilton. Miss Hilton, in particular, has a knack for thoroughly transforming herself with each role she plays. At a little more than 90 minutes, Outside Mullingar is a slight play. It has the tenderness of Moonstruck, but lacks the social consciousness and topicality of John Patrick Shanley's other well-known work, the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Doubt. Still, Outside Mullingar explores some broad themes: family heritage, moving beyond the past, finding your place in the world, and accepting love. In its modest way, it'll increase your own appreciation of your world and the people around you.
Outside Mullingar is at Baltimore's Everyman Theater in the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District until January 10th. We've got a link to ticket information on our website. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick shares her take on the theater scene most Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. We'll hear from Judy 2 weeks from today when she kicks off the new year with a review of the new musical by Steve Martin at the Kennedy Center. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.